I would say it's medium strong for your scansion. That is onto your last one. And it's all rolled. And this is quite well written, because you've half one and half one. I don't cut this, see, I make them both equal, like Yo Yebra. And don't play it too fast, don't play it too slow. I may be singing faintly on the slow side, but that's round about the pace of it. Then for your doubling, raise your tempo. Yo, yeah, bro. Through. Now I'll just go into your shoal. Now this is one of the cutting down shoals that I spoke about before. Never make this round. Play it strongly onto the bottom notes. No, you don't play. You play. Keep it away from being the square, measured thing. And your first bar is your first version. That's, you're keeping it in its fours all the way. And this first variation can be either played up or down in the shul. It can be but this is the, I think this is the oldest setting, the one played down, and it's by quite a bit the most melodious. But no piper can be faulted for playing it up. He can play it up if he wants to. and the two settings are both recognised. Then you go into a triplet, the same thing again. This is a quick tripling. And then you just have your Kroonloa. And with great, big, thick, heavy ink marks, at the bottom of your Hebrew Society book, it says Kroonloa Mach. Well, you just, with the heaviest strokes, roll that out and write on, never known. A Fossgilt can never be a substitute for a Kroonloa Mach. You either play it open or shut. And that's all there is to it.